My brothers and sisters in Christ, happy feast of Saints Joachim and Anne, the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Do we have any grandparents out there today? Yes, some. Anybody not ready to admit they're a grandparent? I'm sure you love your grandkids. Today is the day especially to pray for your grandchildren and to remember your own grandparents, whether they be still with us or whether they be in the next life, to pray in thanksgiving for them and ask God's blessing upon them. Ask God's blessing upon your grandkids especially. I'm sure that many of you pray for grandkids, especially for them to be drawn close to the faith that we all love. And this is exactly what the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary did. They would have loved their grandchild, Jesus. To think that Jesus had grandparents is something for us to keep very much in heart. Jesus didn't fall out of the sky. He had a family. He was born of a human mother, and she was born of human parents. We can think of the significance of Anne and Joachim. It was in the midst of their love for one another, that we had the Immaculate Conception. You know, we celebrate that feast day on December 8th, but to think that that was the fruit of a chaste love, So we can think of how truly and authentically Saints Anne and Joachim intimately loved one another. Something to ponder and to thank God for, because God worked through them. Through them came the mother who was to be the mother of God. And so one of the most powerful intercessors in all the church is Saint Anne. Nothing against Saint Joachim, just doesn't get as much attention for some reason. But historically, in the church, one of the most powerful intercessors is Saint Anne, because the Blessed Mother, of course, is the greatest intercessor, and her mom can tell her what to do, I think. So something along those lines. So if you ever need anything, you pray to Saint Anne. Saint Anne is a powerful intercessor, and if you ever see a statue of Saint Anne with the Blessed Mother at her side, this is a little girl. If you can imagine the Blessed Mother as a little girl, she's always teaching her. She's usually holding a little scroll. And we can imagine St. Anne and St. Joachim, for that matter, teaching the Blessed Mother. They would have taught her the Word of God. So she would have heard the exact same reading that you heard at the first reading, not the second reading, but the first reading that you heard, the Ten Commandments. The Blessed Mother would have heard those, and St. Anne would have had her memorize the Ten Commandments. So imparting this gift of the Word of God to your grandchildren, to your families, something that St. Anne and Joachim did thoroughly and bore, as we hear in the Gospel, great fruit. Those who hear the Word of God and take it very much to heart, don't just pass over it, or worldly anxieties don't choke it. What happens? Mary's opened her heart to this Word of God. She conceived God in her heart before she conceived Him in her womb. So we should open our hearts to the Word of God, and that's when the great miracles happen. The Word becomes flesh and dwells among us. And so on this feast of Saints Anne and Joachim, let's pray that all of our young people, grandkids, children, would really receive the Word of God like the Blessed Mother did, especially through their powerful intercession. And let's pray that we too, as we receive the Word of God, become flesh in this Holy Eucharist, that it will change our hearts and our lives so that we become totally united with Jesus. Let us prepare our hearts to receive Him.